Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechas Avos, Perek Hey, Mishnah Chaf and Chaf Aleph, and today's Mishnahs are being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zecher Find Receive Gahagon B'Karav Mamesh. And the Mishnah tells us Yehudim and Tema Omer. Yehudim Tema says Heve Az Kanomer. A person should be as like a leopard. Now, according to the Rav, this leopard that we're talking about is not the one that we know of nowadays. It's some sort of animal that is produced from a union between a lioness and a wild boar. And such an animal, since it's a mamzer, has the mead of Azus, which even though usually translated means bold, it's perhaps better to translate as brazen. And this specifically in regards to either Avodas Hashem or Limud HaTorah, that a person sometimes has to be brazen in order to succeed. If he has a question, he doesn't understand something, so he has to go up there and he has to make sure to ask his Rebbe, not be bashful about it, and that's the only way to learn properly. And with Avodas Hashem as well, a person needs to do mitzvahs and the Avodah that's good for him, even though sometimes people might make fun of him or look down at him, it doesn't make a difference. He has to have this midah of azus, of brazenness, like a leopard, in order to be able to accomplish that in Avodas Hashem. Also, the Kal Kanesher, he should be light like an eagle. An eagle flies above all the other birds, he's swift, he doesn't get tired. A person should be like that in his of Hashem and his Limud Torah, Beratz Katzvi. He should run like a deer as well. It runs fast and it doesn't get tired. It's very swift, it's very quick. And here also, he should be quick like that in his Avodas Hashem and in his Limud Torah, and the Gibur Kari. Also, she should have Gevura like a lion, to do the will of your Father in heaven. And Huayu Omer, he used to say, once we're on the topic of Az, because we said, Az Kanamer, so Az Panim L'Gehenim, Ubaishas Panim L'Gan Eden. Somebody who has this Midah of Azos, with brazenness, if he uses it for the bad, which is called Azas Panim. And the reason why it's titled Azus Panim, which literally means brazenness of the face, is because when a person is brazen in a not good way, you could actually see it on their face. So this person is going to end up going to Gehenim. But a person who has Baishas Panim, the opposite Midah, they're bashful, they're embarrassed when they do an Avera, so they're going to go to Gan Eden. And he concludes, Yihirat Mufanecha Hashem Alekenu, it should be the will before you, Hashem our God, Shetivne Ircha Bimheirv Yomenu, you should build your city quickly in our days, Visein Chalkenu Visarasecha, and give us our portion in your Torah. And among the different explanations of why the Mishnah ends off like this is because really, this is the end of the Masechta, as we're going to soon see at the beginning of Perek Vav, that the entire Perek Vav was added onto Maseches Avos later on, and it's not part of the original Masechta. And by the same token, according to some Pirushim, Maseches Avos, Perek Hey, and the Masechta actually ends over here, and even the next few Mishnayos in the Perek were actually added on at a later date. Moving on to Mishnah Chaf Aleph, Huay Omer, he used to say, and there's a big machlokes, who the who is. Either could be referring to Yehudim Tema of the previous Mishnah, or could be referring to Shmuel HaKatan, or could be referring to the last Mishnah in the Perek, Ben Hehe. And here we learn what the proper method of chinuch is. Ben Chameshanim LeMikra. A child who's 5 years old, he should start learning Mikra, which is Tanakh, Torah, Neviim, and Ksuvim. And this is actually based off of a drash from a pasuk. We know there's din called Arla, that the first 3 years of fruit that grow on a tree are usher to eat. The fourth year is called Netar Avai, that's brought up to Yerushalayim and eaten over there. And the fifth year is free to go. You could eat that no problem wherever you are. And the pasuk says follows: Shalosh Shanim Yeh Lachem Arelim, Ubashana Harviyas Yeh Kol Piriyay Kadesh Hilulim. Then the first 3 years, the child is just too young. Then in the next year, in the fourth year, that's Kodesh Hilulim. You teach him Aleph Beis and the Nekudais so that he can understand how to put words together. And then the pasuk says, "Ubashana Hachamishis." In the fifth year, Teichlus Piriyay LaHaysav Lachem Tuvasai. And Teichlus Piriyay, we're understanding here to mean that now we can eat the fruits of the Torah. Now that the child knows the Aleph Beis and he knows how to read with the Nekudais, he can start learning Mikra. The Mishnah continues, "Ben Eser LaMishnah." A 10-year-old child, he learns Mishnah. After he's learned for 5 years, he should have covered all of Tanakh. Now he's able to go on to Mishnah, which is the simple psukim. It's a simple halacha, is do this or don't do that. This is mutter, this is usser, without too much explanation. And as we're going to see soon in the Mishnah, the 5 years later is Gemara. But interrupting those years, says the Mishnah, ben shlesh yisrei lemitzvahs, when a child reaches 13 years old, that's when his chiv of mitzvahs comes in. We know that as bar mitzvah. The Mishnah tells us, ben chamesh yisrei letalmud, that when a child is 15, that's when he starts learning Gemara. He's covered Mishnayos already, and his mind is more developed to be able to understand Gemara, which is the explanations behind the Mishnayos and all the machlaikasin, the back and forth, the shaklavatarya with this svara and that svara. And since he already has Tanakh under his belt and all of Mishnayos, now he'll be able to understand Gemara better. Now, when he reaches 18 years old, that's when he should get married. This is also based off of Joshua from Pasuk. Right in the beginning of the Torah, it mentions the word Adam 19 times. And the first time, obviously, is referring to Adam Rishon himself. And then the other 18 times, the Joshua is that when Adam, when a man reaches 18 years old, that's when he should get married. Now, when Esrim Lerdaif, when he reaches 20, that's the stage of Radifa, which literally means to run or to chase after. It's not referring to starting to exercise and training to run a marathon. It's referring to this young man's stage in life. He already learned Mikra, Mishnah, and just finished Gemara, because everything takes 5 years, and he's at 20, and he already got married and probably has some children. So now it's time to be Radef, to chase after his Parnasa, to start supporting his family. Ben Shleshim L'Kayach, when he's 30, that's for strength. A man is at the peak of his physical strength at 30 years old. We know this from the Leviim. The Leviim were only able to do avoid in the Beis Hamikdash at 30. And we know that in the Midbar, when they're working with the Mishkan, the Levim would carry pieces of the Mishkan and the Kalim, which were very heavy. So 30 is for physical strength. And Mefarshim explain that obviously all physical strength should be used for Avodas Hashem. And therefore that means at 30, a person should really be giving it his all, full steam forward in his Avodas Hashem, his Limud HaTorah and his davening. The Mishnah continues, Ben Arbaim Labina, 40 years is for understanding, that only once a man reaches 40 years old, that's when he has his deeper understanding that he could be Maven Davar Mitaych Davar. He could look at one thing and understand it based off of another thing and compare different things. That happens at 40 years old. Ben Chamishim La'itza, when a man is 50, that's when he's reached the stage that he's able to give advice. He's already went through a lot in life. He's accomplished a lot. He's seen a lot, so he can give good advice. Ben Shishim La'zikna, 60 years is considered old age already, is also based off of Joshua and Pasuk. And we know that at 60, a person's physical abilities start waning, and therefore he should already start thinking about what's going to be in the next world and taking stock of his life. Ben Shivim La'seva, and 70 years is seva. Seva in English is perhaps best translated as a ripe old age, because 60 is already considered old, so 70 is a ripe old age. And we know it's from David HaMelech, it says, Vayamos b'seva toiva, he died in seva toiva, and we know that he died at 70. And the relevance this has is because we know there's a halacha, b'pnei seva takum, you should stand up for seva, which means that when a person reached the stage of seva, you should stand up for him when he passes by, offer him your seat on the bus, v'chulu v'chulu. The Mishnah continues, ben shmonim l'gvura, 80 years is gvura. This is based off a pasuk, it says, yimei shana seinu b'hem shivim shana, v'im b'gvurais shmonim shana. And the reason why we're calling it gvurais is because really this is an expression of the gvura of Hashem, that the person's already 80 years old, his body is not what it used to be, he's not in his full health and strength, and Hashem is the one that's bringing him along, and that's really also a message for him, that he should be focused more on Torah and avodas Hashem and davening than he should be on physical pursuits. Ben tishim l'shuach, 90 years old is for bending over. This is a person who's already nearing the end of their life, they're stooped over with old age, and they really don't have any more physical kayach left, and again, this requires more focus on spiritual pursuits than physical. And ben meya, ki'ilu meis v'avir batal mina olam, when a person's 100, it's as if they already died and passed away, and they're not here anymore. When a person's reached 100, they're almost not here in this world physically, and obviously at this age, more than all the previous ones, he should be focused only on Torah and Avodas Hashem and Tefillah in preparation for the next world. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with the last two Mishnayos in the Perek, Chav Beis and Chav Gimel. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.